Plato was one man that lived before in the BC period in Greece. He said that he had gone throughout the world looking for answers as to what had happened in the past, and he had come to the conclusion that there was destruction throughout the world. Whole continents, such as Atlantis, sank beneath the sea in a series of catastrophic events. Plato also records in his writings that the earth altered its rotation. I will quote, "The sun and the stars once rose in the west and set in the east." That's the opposite of today. "And of all changes of the heavenly motions, we may consider this to be the greatest and most complex. And it may be supposed to result in the largest changes to human beings that were the inhabitants of the world at that time." He completed that paragraph by saying, "Few survivors of the race were left." End of quote. Something happened, and the historians from ancient times knew it. Few survivors were left. Plato had a famous work called Politicus. It has to do with politics. Here's what he said, I quote, "I mean in the rising and settling of the sun and other heavenly bodies, how in those times they used to set where they now rise, and used to rise where they now set. At certain periods, the earth had its present circular motion, and at other periods, it revolves in the reverse direction. Of all the changes which take place in the heavens, this reversal is the greatest and the most complete." End of quote. So there are documents, secular documents, not religious, that absolutely proves that the Bible has forecast a something is coming that is going to be so terrible that all life on planet Earth will be exhumed unless Jesus Christ stops it. Other excerpts of Plato's from his famous work, quote, "The world turning round with a sudden shock, having received an opposite impulse at both ends, was shaken by a mighty earthquake, producing a new destruction of all manner of animals," end of quote. Now what's at each end of the earth? It's called poles, North Pole, South Pole. All of a sudden, there was a sudden impulse that caused the poles to shift. Like in ancient Egypt, the ancient Greeks clearly describe several episodes in the past, how the earth's alteration and rotation has changed. It began to spin in a new axis, making it seem as if the heavens were moving differently when it was only the earth that was moving differently. Many other ancient scholars also believe that the earth's rotation had in fact shifted numerous times in the past. The same scholars believe that the passage of a large celestial object, that's their words, was the actual cause of the rotational changes. Now, if this is a great celestial object, that means that it had to have great gravitational pulls. It had to be able to take Earth's gravity away from that of the sun temporarily, if it's to reel to and fro out of its orbit like a drunkard. Well-respected ancient scholars, men such as Lydus, Servius, and others all believe that the shifting of the Earth's axis of rotation was what brought about the appearance of a large celestial object. That's what they say. These ancient authors repeatedly mention a terrible comet they call Typhoon. Have you ever heard the word typhoon before? It's used in the Orient as great, powerful, to be exact, the greatest magnitude of hurricanes that causes the most destruction in the Orient. And they also describe it as having a bloody appearance in the sky and cause great destruction to Earth, involving plagues, evils, and hunger.